I'm Mary, and this is the ASN Coaches Show.
For this next week, Coach, of course, your first game coming tomorrow against the Marion Giants.
That was truly two really good teams.
You make mistakes, you got to learn and move on.
The Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEN.
Welcome back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM. My name is Aiden Wilson, and I'm joined here by Lucas Williams, but the next hour we will be sitting down talking about current Arabian sports, as well as talking to Coach Rogers and some Pendleton Heights student athletes. But Lucas, to start off our first segment here, how about the boys basketball team?
So looking at their game played against Greenfield Central, I mean, that was just a heartbreaking game right there. They lost the game 74-72, and, I mean, they ended up taking them all the way into a second overtime. Yeah. I mean, it was just a magnificent game. Maybe just a little bit, you know, of some defense issues here and there, but, I mean, putting up a very solid performance against them. I mean, and Greenfield Central's undefeated, now 16-0, ranked, I'm pretty sure, 7th in the in the state. I mean, it was just a hard game for them.
Yeah, for that game, I did go to that game. I only stayed for two quarters because early in the game, Lucas, the game was kind of slow. You know, it was kind of a defensive battle, and I guess you would expect that going into such a game, especially being in the same conference. But Greenfield against Pendleton, you know, it was a very good game. As you said, went into double overtime and actually came down to a three-pointer, a buzzer beater. So, you know, for the Pendleton Heights Arabians, you know, they did play a good game, but unfortunately for them, it just didn't go their way. But on the season, you know, they're 8-10. Greenfield, as you said, they are undefeated, standing at 16-0. But just after that game, they did play that next Saturday where they went up against Hamilton Southeastern. That team having a record of 12-6. As I said before, our record standing at 8-10. But in that game, we did lose by 11 points. You know, the summary of that game was the defense again, you know. As you said, against the Greenfield Cougars, you know, the defense, you know, obviously it wasn't the best. Greenfield pulled that game away from us when we really had it in the bag. So, Lucas, what did you really see against the Hamilton Southeastern team?
I mean, Pendleton, we played pretty solid, except they were kind of just missing Josiah Gustin. You know, he did play, but he just did not actually put up any points. You know, I guess it was just, you know, maybe who just wasn't on his A game. You know, they just played last night. So, I mean, going into this game, they, you know, they have a little bit of that feeling of that losing sense over them. You know, they just played a very well-fought game and just barely lost. And, I mean, if they won that game, they'd probably be going into this game with, you know, maybe more confidence, maybe a different outcome. But, I mean, it wasn't a terrible performance by Pendleton.
Yeah, and as you said, the game before, the night before, even went into double overtime. So I guess you could say, or even expect, you know, the boys would be, I would assume, tired from that game. But, you know, coming up for the next game for the boys basketball team, we do see that one tipping off February 1st at 7:30. That game will be at Yorktown. But for the Yorktown Tigers, they are having a pretty decent season. They are 10-7, so a 59% winning record, but they are 1-4 in their conference, and which happens to be our conference as well. So another conference matchup for our boys team. Coming into that game, you know, we're getting almost close to the end of the season. You know, we're kind of just creeping right up on it. After that game, we would only have five left, including sectionals, of course. But coming into this Yorktown game, Lucas, for me, what I expect from this boys' teams, you know, I really expect them to just put their foot on the pedal and not really let it off. As I said, they're coming to the end of the season, so obviously they want to end in a good way. And I think a Yorktown win, especially facing Muncie Central and then Mississinewa and then Newcastle right after that. So those are four pretty solid teams. What do you think the boys should do as they're getting closer to the end of the season?
You know, getting into this game against Yorktown, this is going to be, I mean, a pretty good, well-fought game. I mean, well, similar teams, you know, playing at Yorktown. And, I mean, Yorktown is not that far away. So, I mean, it's just going to be a very well-fought game. Yorktown definitely has some good players.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just going to be a good matchup altogether.
All right, but as we're getting, we're going to step away from boys basketball. Now we're going to go into the girls' side. The Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians in their season, I wouldn't say it's over, but they do have one game left until sectional. So, I think the next game might be sectionals against Muncie Central. But either way, the girls' team, they do have a record of 14-9. We've seen them play pretty well all season. You know, Casey Warfel, she is averaging 25 points per game, and then we do have the 6'3 freshman Ada Huppert, and she's really shown what she can do this year. But as we're stepping deeper into the postseason, the first matchup coming up against Muncie Central. Lucas, Muncie Central stands at 2-19. What do you think the girls are really expecting from that team going into it, and how do you think they should treat that team as a whole?
I mean, as you said, Muncie Central, they are 2-19. They are not a very great squad.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is definitely a game that, you know, Lady Arabians don't really have to put, you know, 100% effort into. But I guess it's just going to be kind of a good warm-up game for them just all together, you know, get some JV players in there, just kind of get warmed up getting into these sectionals.
Yeah. Do you think, you know, obviously the last week for the Lady Arabians, just give a quick summary real fast. On January 22nd, they did go to North Central, in which that game they did lose by 4 points, which I was talking to Michael Hooker about it, a fellow WEEM team member, I guess you could say. But they did lose that game against North Central, you know, only by 4 points. But, Lucas, that North Central team, as I said, we did really have that game in our bag. And what do you think, you know, that game obviously giving us a loss, and then Noblesville, which is a pretty tough opponent. But coming off of those two losses, what do you think kind of an impact that's going to have on the girls' team?
You know, North Central, they were only 6-17 going to this game. So, I mean, maybe some of the Lady Arabians just kind of overlooked it a little bit too much. But in an interview with Coach Rogers before that game, you know, he said that they have played some pretty tough opponents over this year. So, you know, their record will mean, you know, maybe not as much. But, I mean, just they were up by 19 going to the fourth quarter. And, I mean, they just ended up blowing it. They had a lot of turnovers and just a lot of sloppy plays that they, just shouldn't have made in the first place.
Yeah, but just to go over some of the leaders for our Lady Arabians team, we do see Casey Warfel. As I mentioned, she does average 25 points per game, as well as Ada Huffert, the freshman. She does average 11. And then we have Olivia Jones. Lucas, Olivia Jones, you know, she can really score when she needs to, and she's had a couple games where she was the leading scorer. In fact, I believe we did see her have 20 against Anderson. I believe that was in a pretty big game. So for Olivia Jones heading into the sectional, she hasn't done pretty well for this last week, but she also hasn't done bad. But with the spotlight under her, and, you know, her team really counting on that third option, that third leading scorer, I guess you could say, what should we expect from Olivia Jones?
Well, Olivia Jones, as you've mentioned, she does have a few good games, and especially she works pretty well with Casey Warfel. I mean, if those two can work together, I mean, they could definitely do pretty good all together. I mean, this could definitely be that third person on the team that, you know, Pendleton kind of needs. They lack a little bit of diversity, and, I mean, you just have some more, you know, well-decent players on there that will definitely improve the team.
Yeah, but as we're getting closer to the end of this segment, we're just going to go over both teams again real fast. So, Lucas, for the boys basketball team, we do have, obviously, the star player, Josiah Gustin, but we do have Cooper Sims, Aaron Cookson, Evan Mazingo, and then we have Seth Laravia. So, you know, with all that depth on that boys team, getting closer to the end of the season, you know, they do have an 8-10 record. As I said, they do have all that depth on the bench. So what do you really think their game plan should be, or what should they change up really as we get closer to the end of the season?
I mean, just making sure that kind of everyone can get their reps in and just, you know, get on their man and just try to eliminate some of these, you know, minor mistakes that we're making. I mean, the boys have really just grown as this whole season has gone by. And, I mean, it's just they just need to keep on playing their game, just doing what they're doing.
All right, but we will take a quick break here on the Arabian Sports Network. But next up, I did sit down with Owen Keen, a varsity tennis player, to tell us about his season here on 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM. Located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Citizens State Bank.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Detour Salon and Style. Detour Salon and Style provides women, men, and children haircuts, special occasions, spa days, gift certificates, float tank therapy, massage therapy, permanent makeup, lash extensions, signature facials, IPL laser therapy, red carpet facials and treatments, teeth bleaching, hair removal, and more. On Facebook and Twitter or at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style, 1816 East 53rd Street in Anderson, 765-400-5323 or DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. My name is Aiden Wilson, and I'm joined here by Owen Keene, a varsity tennis player here at Pendleton Heights. Owen, thanks for joining me.
Of course.
All right, so first off, how do you prepare for a season?
I definitely, want to, meet my team. Yeah. I definitely see, who, and, definitely want to have a good connection with my coach. And I just, definitely want to be in shape. Want to, practice a little bit before. Don't want to just jump right into it. Yeah.
All right, with that being said, what does a normal practice look like?
Definitely for, individual. Yeah. I usually take, a ball machine. I'll hit with that. Or maybe I have a coach, and they just work on me one-on-one. But, in school, we definitely work as a team, and we try to do drills, working on different techniques every day. And, yeah, basically.
All right, so if you were just now getting into tennis, what would you say the main things to know would be?
I would say definitely just your mentality. You don't really want to be hard on yourself, because it's difficult. It's hard to get the forehand and backhand, getting that technique good. It's gonna be difficult.
All right. And what would you say the biggest lesson you've learned from a coach or a teammate would be?
Definitely from my coach right now, Coach Bryant. He really helps me with my mental thing. He's really nice, and he's actually listens to us. But I'd say he knows how to listen to us. He asks us questions, and he's also a really good coach.
All right, and what would you say team bonding is like? So I would assume you guys have practice, maybe you have some conversations in the locker room, but do you do anything outside of the sport? Do you guys maybe go to dinner, or maybe have some dinner at some guys' houses, or what does that look like outside of the school?
Sometimes depends on a match. Yeah. One time we went to Austin Purdy's house.
Yeah.
And we just, as a team, to see, we saw who we were facing and seeing if we got the bye. And also maybe after a good match, we go out to eat after the bus takes us to Culver's or something. Yeah. As a team, we just eat. Yeah.
All right. And what would you say your biggest improvement so far as an individual player would be?
I would say definitely getting stronger and working more on my forehands, getting them and my serves, they have improved. And my mental, I just trying to keep focused, not getting so hard on myself, and just moving on.
All right. And what would you say, your strongest part of your game would be? You said obviously your forehand and all that stuff, serving, but, if one thing had to stick out to maybe a coach that was, scouting you for college, or maybe just another team, what would you say would stick out the most?
I think definitely my mentality. I don't give up. Even though I'll be down a lot, I won't give up. And even though even though our whole team is losing, I don't let it make me get down. But I also do really like my serves and forehand.
Yeah.
They are very strong, but yeah.
All right. So give me one big struggle that's part of your game, and just really any weaknesses in general. What would you say your weaknesses are?
I say definitely my backhand. I really want to avoid it all the time. Mm-hmm. I always try to go for a backhand slice. You might not know what that is, but it's not really a backhand. It just gets it over, and it's difficult, but I'm trying to work on that.
All right, so now we're going to get to kind of the team part in general, maybe skip some of those individual questions. But as you have a more so a team record, as we were talking about earlier, what matches do you play individually, and how does that accumulate into a win or a loss for the team as a whole?
Definitely, there are 5 matches in the varsity, and if you win yours, it contributes to, the the team. So let's say it was two of our matches we've lost, two of our matches we've won in that whole thing. Mm-hmm. And so it, like, you're the last one playing, and it really depends on you to see if you can make it 3-2 or 2-3 and lose.
All right. And what would you say your favorite memory involving tennis? This could be from your earliest years playing up until now, but give me your favorite moment involving tennis.
Definitely on the Richmond invite, we've never won one of those. And yeah, we were down, like, depends. Like, if you got first place, you got a certain amount of points, and we were down, like, I don't remember, but it was like the other team had like 50 mm-hmm. and we had 48. And if I won this match, it would have made us win. And I ended up winning, and it just felt really good because, like, we've never won that. And it was a very special moment for you.
All right. And lastly, what can we expect from you and this team as a whole going into this next season?
I say definitely we did lose two main components on our team mm-hmm. and they were really good. But I feel like this incoming freshman, I see a lot of, like, good potential in, like, their game. And I feel like we're going to have a strong team.
All right. Well, that's all the time we do have for this interview. But again, thanks for Owen Keene for joining me here on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Twister Soda Bar, located at 3289 West Angle Road, right across from Pendleton Heights High School. Twister Soda Bar offers a variety of drinks, including sodas, seltzers, lemonades, iced coffee, sweetened or unsweetened tea, snacks, and can combine any of those with their syrups, creams, fruit, candy, and edible glitter. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. More information is available at twistersodabar.com. Twisted Soda Bar.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Anita's Diner, located at 777 East Water Street in Pendleton. Daily specials, eat in and carry out from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. More information at 765-778-0001. Again, that's 765-778-0001. Anita's Diner.
Here at 91.7 WEEM, we keep updated with our community by being on the hottest social media platforms around. Follow us at 91.7 WEEM on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube.
Follow us today.
We would love to hear from all of our listeners, so go to our Instagram today to answer our daily poll. Keep updated with our latest posts and trends here on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM is a student-run radio station. We provide everything from programming to music to live sports broadcasts and podcasts. But we can't do it without your support. Everything you donate goes to the station that the students operate here on 91.7 WEEM. Donate today at 917WEEM.org. Again, that is 917WEEM.org.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
91.7 WEEM is a student-run radio station. We provide everything from programming to music to live sports broadcasts and podcasts. But we can't do it without your support. Everything you donate goes to the station that the students operate here on 91.7 WEEM. Donate today at 917WEEM.org. Again, that is 917WEEM.org.
Here at
91.7. Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome to this segment of the ASN Coaches Show. I'm Michael Hooker. I'm joined here now with one of the varsity track runners, Ashan Singh. Thank you so much for joining me, Ashan.
Great to be here.
All right, so first things first, as I mentioned, you were a varsity track runner as in your freshman year. Can you really speak a little bit on how big of an achievement that was to make varsity as a freshman for track?
It's actually one of my goals for the year because I was varsity for football as well. Could not make it for basketball, but I really want to for track because speed is one of the things that I am better at. And it was big being varsity because Jake Burns midseason, he got hurt. So I had to fill in for him being the third fastest at the time. So I had to fill in for the 4x1 and 100, 200 behind Keegan and Lane Richardson.
All right, and you mentioned there a little bit about football and basketball. As we know, you are a multi-sport athlete. Can you really speak on how maybe track correlates to football and basketball and how maybe vice versa?
I would say that it has amazing correlation with it, and that for our school, we should have more people that do track because it helped me greatly with my speed, getting faster, just not on the track, just basketball and football, making me more versatile to it makes the game easier, basketball and football.
Yeah, and I know this year you've gotten some varsity minutes for football and you did a little bit freshman year. And then this year for basketball, you've gotten some varsity time. Can you really speak on how big those two achievements in itself are and not only just the track?
They're amazing. It's been my dream for a long time. Just the feeling of all the people watching and the screams and everything. And just playing with your friends and everything. And just being out there and playing the game I love. It's just amazing.
Yeah, now I know one thing, like one question that a lot of people like to ask some athletes. So I'm going to ask you the same question is, do you really have a specific meet or tournament that you guys do during track season that you have circled kind of on your calendar?
There's no specific ones. But I'd say like the first couple indoor meets just because it's at bigger colleges such as UND and Ball State. There's multiple college coaches there. So it's always a good thing to do good there. And my goal for like going into junior, senior year is to be able to, not on our schedule, but be able to go to the national meets because that's where the best competition is and it's always the best place to show out.
Yeah, and now only being a sophomore, freshman year you were on varsity, who really your freshman year and even this year not even being in track season yet maybe in some of these other sports has been a really big mentor for you?
I think that in football for me one of my biggest mentors was Nick Trout. Him being a varsity athlete since he was a freshman just all the way up always held me to my highest standards, always pushed me to be better, and in track in general, I would say Lane Richardson. He's also been varsity since he was a freshman. He's fastest kid in our team, and it's always just been my goal to be able to keep up with him or give him better competition, just someone to push him harder, farther, and maybe one day be faster than him.
All right, and then the last question here. Do you really plan on taking your track career, or maybe football or basketball career, further outside of high school? I know a lot of people don't really know that their sophomore year, but do you really kind of have a plan for any of these sports?
I'd like to at least one of the three sports go and be able to play in the college level. Like my dream is just be able to play in one of like the bigger schools, but even like a smaller Division I school or a high D2 school would be a dream come true for me.
All right, well, that will do it for this segment of the ASN Coaches Show. Thank you so much, Ashan. Have a nice rest of your day. We're going to take a quick break, but when we return, the rest of our show here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is brought to you by House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning, located at 8711 South State Road 9 in Pendleton. They've been serving Pendleton and surrounding communities since 1960, offering residential heating and air conditioning service and installation, as well as financing and preventative maintenance plans. More information is available at 765-778-3838. House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC, located at 526 North Pendleton Avenue in Pendleton. Dr. Foley and the staff of Regenerative Health and Wellness offer services in the area of weight loss, hormone balance, autoimmune issues, and more. Information about Regenerative Health and Wellness is available at 317-903-1791. Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM. If you're just tuning in, my name is Aiden Wilson, and I'm joined here by Lucas Carr as well as Joe Buck, the head coach for our boys varsity team. Coach, how are you doing today?
Great. How are you guys tonight?
Good. Thanks for joining us. All right. So first off, Coach, just last game, you guys did unfortunately lose to HSC, but I'm sure the one that you've heard about the most this week, that Greenfield Central game, that one coming down obviously to the double overtime and then the unfortunate buzzer beater. But in that game, we did see some great moments for both teams, including obviously our Arabians. But, Coach, on the defensive side, how did you plan to guard Braylon Mullins in that game?
Well, we had more than one game plan defensively. We were either going to have Aaron Cookston on him or Josiah Gustin.
Yeah.
And the way we started off the basketball game, a lot of their sets and a lot of their offenses, they used their post player to screen for Mullins. So we started Josiah on the post player and Aaron on Mullins. And then our plan was whenever the ball screens occurred, we were just going to switch that and it ended up with Josiah on him. We thought that that was effective, particularly in the first half.
Yeah.
I think we held him, what, to 10 points possibly in the first half. In the second half, we used that same scheme. Then Aaron got into foul trouble, and we had to go strictly with Josiah on Mullins. And, you know, he had a big first half and big overtimes. But the main difference there was once we got the lead, Mullins just went to where he wanted the basketball every possession. And he just started playing one-on-one, and we had a hard time containing that. He made some great takes and made some deep threes, but the one thing that we didn't do a very good job, obviously, we didn't give help when he did take the ball to the basket. We didn't give help early enough, meaning high enough on the court. Our help was sliding over once he got to the basket, and he was already in his motion to shoot. So we should have helped higher than what we were doing. The last shot that he made in the timeout, we said that we were going to trap him when he first got the ball, which we did. And he gave it up because we did trap him, but then we didn't want him to get the basketball back. We wanted to deny him and not give him that opportunity. And he ended up getting it and made a really tough shot. It was defended well.
Yeah.
Josiah had a hand in his face. We even had help on him. He hit kind of a runner fading to the right, and it went in.
All right, but another thing for that Greenfield Central team, just at least from watching film from their games, their defensive side, we do see that kind of press that they play. They either play it full court or they will play it in the half court set where they have Braylon Mullins, obviously with his wingspan and being 6'5". They have him at the top just so he can guard the passing lanes, and then they have the two defenders, the one on the left side and the one on the right side. So they're kind of playing a 3-2 zone, either full or half court. And how did you guys study that, and how do you think you adjusted to it in the game as well?
Well, you know, we felt confident with we feel confident playing against the zone.
Yeah.
If you look at the opponents that we have had on our schedule this year, those that have zoned us, we have defeated or we have forced them out of the zone and into a man-to-man. Our players struggle at times with aggressive man-to-man pressure defense. If someone's up in our grill putting pressure on us, sometimes we struggle to pass. Sometimes we struggle to handle the basketball. So that's why we have played better. We've shot it better against the zone. And so we felt confident with the 1-2-2s. Shelbyville had played 1-2-2 zone against us, and we were very effective against them. And, you know, if you look at the game, we held them. I mean, they scored 21 points in the two overtime.
Yeah.
So we held them to 52 points in four quarters defensively. So we played well enough defensively to win the basketball game. And then we thought offensively, obviously, we played well against their 1-2-2 because we had them in a position to beat them. I mean, we had the game won three or four times and just couldn't get a break or couldn't make a basket or couldn't make a play. But we felt good about where we were with a very good basketball team. And, you know, they got a roll there at the end, and we had at least three chances that we could have sealed the game away and just didn't get that break, or we just didn't make that play. Okay. So great high school basketball game. Very disappointing loss for our team and a very disappointing loss for our fans. But real proud of the effort that we had from our basketball team. Real proud of the fan base that we had. I thought the gym was as full and as enthusiastic as I've seen in this gym in a long, long time. So it was a great night, except for one thing, that final shot going into the basket. But real proud of our team.
Yes, it was an amazing game. Now, looking on to your most recent game, Arabians versus Hamilton Southeastern, you guys ended up losing 49-60. And one of the stats I was kind of confused about was Josiah Gustin actually had 0 points that game. So how was the, you know, Josiah Gustin not having any boards up, how did that kind of affect the team?
That had a big effect. Yes. That was a factor to the game. You know, I've talked basketball, just like the game of life, series of ups and downs. Peaks and valleys is what the team and I talk about. And I anticipated that with this team, looking at our schedule and looking at this team the way that their personality in years past. And you know, we've met the challenge. I've talked on the radio about the challenge of being able to bounce back from a win, so you're on a high or a peak, and being able to refocus that next game and forget about your win, not get overconfident, and continue to work on the things that we're working in practice and the good habits that we're building. The most difficult one is to bounce back after a disappointing loss like Mount Vernon, Anderson, New Powell, and Greenfield. And this team has stepped up to that challenge when I've challenged them. The first three that I mentioned were very bitter losses, disappointing losses, games that we had opportunities to win and didn't make the play. And I've been proud of them, the way they bounced back that next game. This particular game, some of our team did bounce back. Some of them stepped up once again, tried to forget about a disappointing loss to Greenfield on Friday, played hard, battled, but not all of the players that played did that. So this is really the first test that we really haven't stepped up. Not totally shocked, but once again, I try to stay positive, and I praise my team, our team, for being able to handle the peaks and valleys thus far. But that was a very, very bitter loss on Friday, and not all of our players showed up to play at Southeastern. And back to your question, that was a big factor. But, you know, looking at that game, we got off to a very good start, shot the ball extremely well. Just like I said earlier, Southeastern started in a zone. And we were comfortable. We had great ball movement. We had multiple players that shot the ball well, and you know, we jumped up to double-digit lead. But once we did that, then Southeastern switched to a man-to-man, and their quickness, their athleticism and their physical strength really bothered us. They became very aggressive with ball pressure in a half-court situation, and we struggled, as we have with other teams, like I said earlier, that have played aggressive man-to-man. And that was the difference in the game, the biggest difference. And their dribble penetration, they took the ball to the basket well, which that was a part of our defensive scheme. We knew we had to keep them from putting the ball on the floor. They're not as great a shooting team as what we faced, but they're very good with dribble penetration and scoring, and we didn't do a very good job against that. They scored multiple baskets around the basket.
All right, Coach, but back to that Greenfield Central game, and not even really just specifically in this game. We did see Cooper Sims finish that one with 19. And on the season, I could expect or assume, really, that he would average, you know, at least 10 points per game. And with this being his first varsity year, how do you think he's really came up through the season, and what can you expect from him next year?
Well, Cooper's had a great season thus far. Really came along even faster than I anticipated. Not surprised that Cooper's in the mix. That was part of the plan from the very beginning of the season. But he's really, as you said, stepped up. He's gotten better each week. With that, his confidence has continued to improve and has had some very solid games for us. I mean, you know, next year, obviously looking forward to next year and being able to coach him and the other sophomores and juniors that'll be a part of the mix next year. You know, and Cooper is very capable of playing the shooting guard and may not be playing the point guard in the future. You just don't know. But he can play either point or the shooting guard. So, yes, his future could be very bright. As doing a nice job, he is doing a nice job for us this year, and look forward to that future. I thought that Evan Mazingo had a solid game against Greenfield as well, had 11 points. Seth LaRavia had an outstanding game, 22 points. He was 3 of 3 from inside the arc and 3 of 3 outside, and got to the free throw line. He was 7 of 8 from the line, so a near perfect night as far as shooting goes. Another player that, you know, had some foul troubles in some of our games, but in that particular game, he had a great outing. Josiah Gustin, 17 points, 10 boards. He was 6 of 7 from the field. Wish that we could have gotten him the ball more. And then he got to the line 6 times and was 5 of 6. So those four players had some good balance. Aaron Cookston, like I mentioned earlier, got into foul trouble, fouled out. That was a big part of that basketball game as well. Our defensive scheme obviously changed from that point forward. And you talked about the Southeastern game. I said some players stepped their game up. Cooper had another outing. You know, he was in double digits again against Southeastern, had 10. Evan Mazingo had a really good game, played hard, played well, shot it well, ended up with 19 at Southeastern. And then Seth backed up that great night that he had on Friday night and came through for 10 points with us. But that's the game that he loaded up on fouls and fouled out that I mentioned just a few minutes ago. So, once again, proud of this team, proud of how that they have improved. I'm proud of the way that they have worked extremely hard day in and day out in practice. I've tried to say that on each one of our coaching shows. You know, this particular team, if you go back and you look at the games that I mentioned, the Mount Vernon game, the Anderson game, the New Powell game, the Greenfield Central game, those four teams that were all decisive favorites, according to the gurus out there, to beat us. And this team had all of those teams beat, or we were in a position to beat them. And I'm trying to stay positive. I think this team has improved. I think this team still can do great things for the rest of this season. But if you look at those four games and we win half of those or we win all of those, think what everyone would be saying about the Arabians. Yep. I mean, that – but when I say I'm positive, I look at it that this team put themselves in a position to win all four of those. They didn't get it done. So a lot of people look at, well, they lost. I'm trying to look at it. They were in a position, and their play caused that. So I'm proud of that. I'm proud of them. I'm trying to keep their heads up. But it's tough when you lose and people just say, well, you're 8-10. You know, they forget about, well, you lost four that you almost won and they were heavily favored to beat you. So I'm trying to talk to them. I hope that their parents, I hope that our loyal fans, once again, I know our loyal fans realize that, but sometimes people can be mean and they can get kids thinking the wrong way. And I hope that doesn't happen with this team. And like I said, that's a challenge in itself as a coach. And I'm very familiar with that in years past. We have to get on the bus and go on the road again to Yorktown. And it's going to be another game. It's going to be a very difficult game for us and a game that could go either way. But we'll be the underdog in that game as well. So if you win that game, you're back up on that winning trail. You're back up on that high. But if you lose it, then you're looking at three games in a row that this team has lost, and they have to keep their heads up. And as a coach, that's my job to try to get that done and try to get back on that winning train. Another thing that I've stressed to this team about challenges and wanting to get better throughout the year and be the best we can at March, and I think our schedule, I've said that, I think our schedule helps us. I looked at our schedule, and from the middle of December, when we started with the tournament, the away tournament over the holidays, when we get to our next home game, we will have played 15 games scheduled from the middle of December to the middle of February. And of those 15, 12 of them will have been played on the road, so only three home games. So that in itself is a challenge no matter who you're playing. And that's what I'm trying to stress to this team as well. Those types of things, playing tough competition, playing on the road, playing through adversity, that's going to make this team better, and that's what we're banking on.
All right, but with that being said, we want to thank Coach Buck again for sitting down with us here on this segment of the Arabian Sports Network Coach Show here on 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios, offering dental care for children and adults, as well as education for the maintenance of your dental health. More information is available by phone at 765-221-5900, on site at 113 South Heritage Way in Pendleton, or online at drdanawright.com. Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Rollins House and Falk Creek Retirement Village, located at 300 JH Walker Drive in Pendleton. Rollins House provides independent and assisted living, rehabilitation, long-term care, memory support, and more. More information is available at 765-778-7501. Rollins House and Falk Creek Retirement Village.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the Arabian Sports Network show here on 91.7 WEEM. My name is Aiden Wilson, and I'm joined here with Coach Rogers alongside Lucas Williams. Coach, how you doing today?
Doing good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, but heading into your first round of sectionals against Muncie Central, I think I've asked you this question before, but coming into this game, between the two teams, the records are almost polar opposites. With your record being 14-9 versus Muncie Central's 2-19, how might you prepare for a team like this in comparison to an opponent with a better record?
Discipline.
Yeah.
Not letting craziness on the court translate to, your team being out of control and kind of making bad decisions. We talked a lot about controlling ourselves, controlling the situation, and, having poise and discipline. I know, post-game, pre-game, coaches show, you guys hear me use that word a lot, poise. Yeah. And that's just, that's what we have to have. We have to have some poise and composure when dealing with a team like that. They may do some things that are unorthodox, you may not expect, but you just got to, stay good defensive position and make sure we're doing the things that we need to do to be successful, and we should be just fine.
All right, but last week, after your frustrating loss to Noblesville, you did mention post-game that you guys could have scouted a bit better than you did, and obviously you learned from those things, but what have you learned from that game in general, and what are you going to do differently heading into this week's matchup?
Well, I don't know that Noblesville was an actual scouting issue. Like, we knew Ava Shoemaker was a good shooter. Yeah. We just got to do a better job of hey, when we say that, we got to make sure we're getting to it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's one of those things. You know, we're going to continue to prepare like we always do. We pray for everybody the same. You know, no matter if it's the first game of the year against Marion or if we're getting ready for, you know, number one HSC.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I think the biggest thing for us, we just got to stay disciplined, have composure, have poise, execute, and not let, you know, kind of unorthodox play or cuts or things like that make us start doing things that we're not, you know, used to or accustomed to, for sure.
Now, going back to last Monday, you played at North Central and lost a close game, 70-74. And now you guys had 9 turnovers in the fourth quarter, which was one of the deciding factors of the game.
Yeah.
How can you lessen the amount of turnovers going into future games?
You know, hopefully having some better composure. You know, there were – I think we led as high as 26 in that game. And I think the North Central game was basically a movie of, you know, what not to do when adversity strikes. And, you know, hopefully for us, that's a good lesson that we learned. And hopefully we learned it during the year and not during postseason.
Yeah.
But, you know, once again, we have to be better at handling adversity. And adversity doesn't just mean, you know, something bad happened. You know, like somebody getting hurt or something like that. You know, it could just be that, you know, they're cranking up the pressure and you had a bad turnover. Don't let it turn into another turnover. You know, if you're in trouble dribbling, pick it up. Know you have 5 seconds. You know, we would have been a lot better served in that North Central game if we would have just taken a 5-second call. Still a turnover, but it's not a live ball turnover. And, you know, you're scrambling back, trying to get it, and you give up an and-one when somebody hits a circus shot. When those types of things are happening and, you know, things start to spiral and kind of compound each other, that's when you have disaster strikes. So we got to do a better job. And I think those girls know that. They were frustrated with it. But, you know, you look on the other side of that coin, and that's probably the best 3 quarters of basketball we played all year. So I think the hardest thing was in that North Central game, you literally had probably the best of the best through the year and the worst of the worst. So, you know, the way we took it, we praised those 3 quarters and the things that we did there. We went back, we talked about some of the things that happened in that fourth. But once again, I know it was frustrating, you know, should have been a win. But we definitely, you know, we praised the things that we felt like that made us successful in those 3 quarters. And, you know, we'll learn from what happened in the fourth.
So you stated in the pregame interview that despite North Central being 6-17, they've played some pretty tough opponents. So how does this further prove a good team is more than just their record?
100%. You know, we discussed that. We talked about that pregame. We talked about that with the team as well. You know, you can never just, you know, 100% worry about somebody's record, especially when the team that you're playing has a strength of schedule that's top 10 in the state.
Yeah.
You know, that's somebody who's playing the best of the best night in and night out. So once again, you know, you can't worry about that. Oh man, and that's what's frustrating, because we literally were having our way, you know, against a really good team. But once again, you know, you can't control everything. And the only thing you can do is try to take a negative and turn it into a positive and move forward. So hopefully that's what we did with North Central.
All right, but heading into the game against Muncie Central, we see Caden Smith for Muncie leading the way in not only rebounds but assists and steals as well. And how are you going to plan around her, knowing how maybe an aggressive player she can be?
Yeah, you know, we're going to respect everybody. We're going to come out with a mentality of, you know, once again, doesn't matter about a record. We got to come out and do what Pendleton Heights Lady Arabian basketball does, and that's playing good, strong defense, and you know, trying to fluster people, and you know, cause some chaos on the defensive end. And I think if we can do that, we'll be fine. We just got to do it without fouling.
All right, but as we are heading into the sectional, obviously, as we stated before, you do play Muncie Central, but then you head into that second round. You know, not to speak at the end of the season so far, because obviously we still have, I guess you could say, plenty of time left. But with the seniors that you do have, I'm going to talk about especially Skylar Baldwin in this case. She is kind of your defensive, you know, your defensive person to go to. So after the season, with her graduating, how are you really going to, you know, base the team, or maybe just, you know, fix that with Skylar Baldwin being gone?
Yeah, you know, that's big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
You know, Skylar means a lot to this team. You know, she's pretty much started every mm-hmm. game for the last 2 years. She's put so much work into her offense to, you know, be a feasible threat. And, you know, I'm very proud of what she's put in to kind of get where she is today. But absolutely, you know, that's she does a pretty good job. You know, if you look back from when she was a freshman, sophomore to now to – you know, being able to manage a game, she does a great job doing that. And you know, of course, it's going to cause, you know, big shoes to mm-hmm. fill. You know, Chloe as well. I think both those girls, you know, they we were just down there in the office talking about it today. They embody what we're trying to put forward, and you know, it's good because I feel like they're moving us forward. But once again, when those girls leave, you got to find others to be able to you know, fill those shoes. So I think we have some girls that can do that. It's just gonna be a matter over the spring, summer, and next fall to see who fills those shoes.
All right, so taking another look at the sectionals. Now, if you do win the game against Muncie Central, you'll be playing against either Greenfield Central or New Palestine. So how does it feel going and, you know, playing a team that you've already played against this season, and how do you kind of change what you did against them?
You know, I think especially a team like that, that was pretty early in the season. I know that there are things that they've probably gotten better at. But there's things that we've gotten better at. You know, that was, I think Ada had a really tough assignment guarding Madison Socini that game. And, you know what, that was game 4 or 5 of her career, 14-year-old freshman out there. But just seeing some of the things that Ada's done, you know, throughout the year, you know, guarding Lania Wills, that second game against LaPel, guarding some of the girls she did against North Central and Noblesville. Definitely shows a lot of maturity on her part. So, you know, there'll be some things that we change, just like they will as well. But, you know, I think the biggest thing for us is that, you know, the group of girls we have in our locker room, they're hungry. And I think that it's a group of kids that, you know, if they go out, they're going to go out leaving it all out on the court. So we'll be excited for that, and we'll see what happens once we can get past Muncie Central.
All right, but as you were just talking about Ada Hupfert, obviously Skylar Baldwin being the senior, and then Casey Warfel and that whole group.
Yep.
Besides Olivia Jones, as she is a sophomore, but you know, heading into the next couple of years, as maybe your group that, you know, you're most used to, and Ada Hupfert being as young as she is, how do you expect her to develop over her 4 years here at Pendleton?
You know, Ada's one of those girls, she's going to always put in the work.
Yep.
She's always training. She trains with M14 in the summer. She'll be with us, you know, spring, summer, fall. I see nothing but, you know, her just, you know, continuing to grow and develop. You see the growth and development that Olivia Jones has had from freshman to sophomore year. And even now, I think Olivia's, you know, kind of starting to turn the corner with, you know, her, the mental side of shooting. But I think you're just going to continue to see Ada get better and better, just like she has every game this year. Yeah. So, you know, it's going to be exciting to see for sure.
All right. Well, that's all we do have for this segment and your Lady Arabians here on the Arabian Sports Network Coach's Show here on 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is brought to you by Community Sports and Wellness. Located at 395 South Heritage Way in Pendleton, Community Sports and Wellness offers a variety of sports and fitness classes, childcare, parties, and special occasions. More information is available at 765-744-1606 or at communitysw.com. Community Sports and Wellness.
What makes education-based athletics in Indiana different from other youth sports programs?
Our coaches genuinely care about their student athletes as people, not just as athletes. And their top priority is teaching and mentoring, not winning and losing.
Our student athletes play for the love of the game. They have pride in their school and community. They want to represent something bigger than themselves.
Our parents and fans know the student athletes on the team. They've seen them grow up and care about them. They paint their faces, pack the stands, and cheer loud and proud. I'm Robert Falkins.
And I'm Carrie Rosati. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. High school sports in Indiana couldn't be more different from other youth sports programs.
And we wouldn't have it any other way. Be a champion of high school sports and buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is keeping education in front of athletics. This is passion you won't find anywhere else. This is your IHSAA.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show here on 91.7 for this segment, which we like to call Around the Stable, where we will speak, me and Lucas, about other Pendleton Heights sports here going on. And Lucas, do you want to start us off?
Yes, yeah, so looking at swimming right now, for swimming for the boys, they actually do not have anything coming up this week. But looking at the girls' side of things, they actually have three things coming up this week. So on the 1st, they have a sectionals prelim. On the 3rd, they have dive sectionals. And also on the 3rd, later that day, they have just regular sectionals. And taking a look at wrestling, the boys have a regionals meeting on the 3rd.
All right, but another sport here at Pendleton Heights, which we will be broadcasting as well, Lucas, this will be softball and baseball. To start off their season, the boys baseball team will go off and face Newcastle. They're at 6 p.m. They're on March the 27th, and then we will have a great another ASN coaches show there on the April 1st. That will be on a Monday at 5 p.m., as well as another boys baseball game there on Tuesday at 6 p.m., and that one will be hosted here versus Yorktown. But, Lucas, as we look deeper into these sports, you know, we've already got past football, and we've already got pretty much past basketball as well, but what do you think you've really gained, you know, seeing all these sports, especially year-round? You know, what kind of program do you think we really have here at Pendleton, and what energy do you think we put out to these other schools?
Well, you know, we do have, you know, different sports that we are pretty good at. You know, football, we did go undefeated for the first, like, three games, and then we played against, pretty sure it was Greenfield Central, and we ended up losing that game. Mm-hmm. So, you know, our football team isn't that bad. You know, both our basketball teams are not bad at all. I mean, the boys, they have played some very tough opponents and have won some pretty tough games.
Yeah.
And also our girls are, you know, 14-8, I'm pretty sure, and they are having a great season. Specifically, you know, some of the players I mentioned are Casey Warfel and Ada Hupfer, who are just leading the team.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, seems like that's all we've got here for the Arabian Sports Network. But thank you to our sponsors and Trace there in the studio for making sure this broadcast has ran smoothly. But my name is Aiden Wilson, and alongside Lucas Williams here on 91.7 WEE.